what? Yummy!
Oh, hey! No. What are you doing with the knife?
It's just a butter knife. We're cutting the fudgy log.
Oh. Fudgy log.
Winnie brought it over as a sleepover treat.
Yeah, we're sharing.
Yes, sharing. So we'll cut it into threes.
Three?
Yeah, three. You cut it in threes because, I mean, we're all sleeping over, aren't we? Threes.
I knew we should have done this upstairs.
Don't forget, when I finish cutting this into threes, and you guys take this upstairs because Grandma is having company over, all right?
That's right. She's inviting her old college friends over. We better get at it.
All right.
Oh!
Hey.
Hi, Dad.
Well, how are you? And Deb, too.
This is Bach Nijai. Bach, permettez-moi de vous présenter mon père, Dr. Huxtable. He's not rude, Dad. He speaks French, but he doesn't speak much English. Bach is an exchange student from Senegal, and I'm showing him around New York this weekend. Well, let me just drop these bags off in Rudy's room. Excusez-moi, Bach.
Will you have a sit down? So you are a friend of Vanessa's. Vanessa.
Qua?
Como se dice? My daughter has you for a friend, and you have come to my home. I welcome you here. However, she had a fiancé, and his name was Dabness.
Excusez-moi?
And do you know she was engaged, and her fiancé's name was Dabness? And I liked him. And I want to know who you are. Where are your bags? Because you're not staying here.
Hello.
Ah, dear. I want you to meet. This is Vanessa's friend. She brought him here for the weekend. He speaks no English. This is Mr. Bok Choy.
Butch. Very nice Butch. To meet you, Butch.
Yes.
Hi, yeah. Mom.
Hi.
Well, yeah. Mom, Dad.
Right.
We're leaving.
Yes, you are.
And have a nice time.
Qu'est-ce que c'est, dumbness?
What's the first order of business on the agenda?
Well, as we all know, Professor Capel of Hillman is retiring, and our chapter of the Alumni Association has been asked to organize the farewell banquet.
Well, okay. Let's get on with it, because I have quite a few things to say about Professor Capel.
We all have a few things that we can say about Professor Capel. But let's hold off till Leah gets here, and while we're waiting, we can have a Hillman Class of 63 update. Uh-huh. Ladies, anyone with children doing dazzling things with their lives. Mm. Anyone with ungrateful children who make it their business to drive the arrows through your heart.
Now you're talking. I got news for that.
You take it first.
Yeah, I got some news. My daughter, Elaine, has decided to remain at Hillman.
Well, what year is she in anyway?
We don't know.
What's her major?
We don't know.
How much is it costing you?
Now that we know. Ed and I have taken out a second mortgage to pay for her tuition. Now, am I wrong, or did we go to college for 4 years?
My son, Christopher, he is now a sophomore emeritus. He's been there so long, they think he's a professor.
Meanwhile, on the home front, my son Harold has a severe case of, Mom, I know that.
Oh, dear, he must be 16.
Right. I tell him, Harold, if you're going to pull up your grades, you're going to have to, Mom, I know that. And then I tell him, if you want to get a job, you're going to have to, Mom, I know that. And then I tell him, Harold, if you are 18 and you are not in college, the money stops. He tells me, Mom, tell me something I don't know. I've been there. Now, no, Millicent, before I go any further, I just got to tell you that the kids in my school district love your books.
And I want to thank you for peddling your influence in my behalf. And I have an announcement to make. The Children's Literature Society has named me Publisher of the Year.
Oh, stop what you say, and you're sitting here in my house.
So what are you doing now, Maxine?
I'm in grad school, art history.
Go ahead, girl.
Sorry I'm late, everybody. Perils of public transportation. And I had to stop and get some sneakers for my 13-year-old. At least I think they're sneakers. Honey, they're called Air Warriors. They got a pump, liquid in the soles, and an inner tube around the ankles. Now, I don't know if they're sneakers or some kind of flotation device.
Is your son playing basketball now?
Jason? No, he wears them to watch TV.
Is he wearing overalls?
Oh, yes.
You know, my Rudy, I don't know. I beg that girl every day, honey, please fasten up both sides of those things. Mm-hmm. We went to the market last week and people thought she had just brought in the produce.
The problem is we give them too much. I tell my son Harold I wouldn't pay $150 for sneakers. Well, you know what he tells me.
Mom, I know that.
I want to smack him.
So, Claire, where were we on the agenda?
Oh, yes. Professor Capel's testimonial. Now, listen to this. I had it written down. That's okay. I know it by heart. Professor Jean Capel is one of America's foremost philosophical minds. She has written 6 books. She was very active in the civil rights movement, but she always had time for her 19-year-old students.
Boring.
Nap time.
Besides, Claire, it didn't say anything about what the woman is really like.
Yeah, if you want to describe Professor Capel, first you got to start with the hat.
Oh, the hat.
She wore that hat every day. That old yellow felt thing with the wire brim. She could shape it in 16 different ways. Right. She'd flip it to one side and come in looking like a pirate. And then she'd snatch it around to the front. Walk out looking like a yellow rose. She could work a hat.
Yep.
Well, now, what are we supposed to say, Claire? That Professor Capel was one of the hardest professors at Hillman. She always flunked you with a smile.
My transcript had all A's, not even an A minus, and she gave me a C. She kept writing on my paper, "Dig deeper. An unexamined life is not worth living." It wasn't no deeper to get.
I remember one time when I wanted to just get away, I sneaked into the bell tower. I climbed all the way up the staircase. Oh, no. And when I finally got to the top, I got ready to look out. All of a sudden, I heard, "Lovely, isn't it?" I turned around, it was Professor Capel. She was up there drawing an aerial sketch of the campus. And she had her felt hat turned around like a beret.
One day, Cliff and I decided to leave campus and go to Virginia Beach.
Uh-oh.
I know, but we did it anyway. So there we were, walking along on the sand, holding hands, being romantic, having a good time. Mm-hmm. And I look up, and who is on the beach clamming? Mm-hmm. Yes, she was, Professor Capel, and had that hat full of steamers.
Yes, she did.
I used to dream about her. I'd be snatching that yellow hat off her head. Stop. And underneath it was another yellow hat. Another one. All she kept saying while I'm snatching, she said, "Dig deeper, dig deeper."
So, where are you going tonight, Miss Thibodeau?
The circus.
I have just the right style for that. Ringlets.
Hey, get your red-hot blankets here. Red-hot blankets for the sleepover. Red-hot blankets. Here you go.
Sir, Sir, please. This is not a bedroom.
I beg your pardon? Well, what is it?
Olivia's House of Beauty.
I must be in the wrong place because I was looking for an apartment with two bachelorette girls.
Well, they're not here. But you look like you could use a little touch-up. Do you have an appointment?
No, I'm just a guy.
I could do wonders with that. Mm-hmm. Let me check my book. We might be able to fit you in.
I would love that if it's all right.
I'll be right back, Mrs. Thibodeau. Come over here to the sink.
To the sink?
Yes.
Yes.
We need to give you a shampoo first to put the shine back in.
Yes. Oh, okay. I thought I'd lost it some...
Shh. Now you tell me if it's too hot or too cold.
Well... I can feel the tingle.
You may want to consider a colorant to get rid of this gray up here.
Yes. What?
To get rid of this gray up here.
The gray.
Do you have any baldness in your family?
Yes. Yes. But I. Why is my hair getting thin?
Never mind.
Oh. What color do you suggest?
May I suggest light blue? It's very popular with people your age.
Madame Olivia, I'm waiting.
Just a little bit longer. You'll be so happy. Now, we're going to put you in a towel.
Yes.
Would you like to read while you wait?
Yes, I would.
Here's a nice style book in case you want to make a hair move.
Ah.
You must be getting tired of that same old look.
Well, what do you suggest?
Ringlets.
Ringlets? Is that what you're getting?
Oh, yes. This is for the circus.
Stunning. You look good.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Now, a little hairspray. And you are a dream. But you should make the first statement.
Magnificent.
Let me walk you to your car, Miss Thibodeau.
Thank you.
Hey.
I'll be right with you, sir. You can't rush beauty.
Oh, hello, Madame Olivia.
I'll be right with you.
I thought I had the 6 o'clock appointment. Who would have thought little Rose Patterson, the dormitory wallflower?
Not me. And there she was, going out with the agricultural major, poultry division.
They used to call him Turkey Neck Clark. Had those little hairs right here.
Collar buttoned up to here. What a geek.
That geek owns half the state of Virginia.
What?
No. That's right. Two words. Turkey loaf.
You mean it's true?
Do you know it is people like Turkey Neck Clark that frighten me?
Why?
Because when my 23-year-old son Christopher reads an article like that in the newspaper, he wants to go right on out and put a down payment on his own turkey farm. He does not realize the years of work that man put into something like that.
Work? These kids don't see that. I mean, all they see is the cash rolling in.
What do they want?
Money.
When do they want it?
Now.
Whose do they want?
Mine. But, ladies, we are not without blame. We are the ones who buy these expensive sneakers for people to sit up and watch television in.
I don't think any of us were interested in clothes. Well, except Millicent here.
Yes, it's true. I like to dress well. Still do. But I was with you guys at Gilliam's Five and Dime.
The lunch counter.
Thursday, April 25th, 1963.
I was never so scared in my life.
Do you remember how we marched in?
Oh, yes. We were the second shift.
We came shoulder to shoulder. Tapped the first shift on the back. They turned and moved off their stools to the left.
And then we got in on the right and sat down.
And who was sitting at the end of that lunch counter?
the yellow hat.
Shaped like Napoleon.
Professor Capel under it. And the sound of those heavy feet coming across that linoleum floor towards us. Mm-hmm.
We just kept looking straight ahead.
And all of a sudden,
hey, girl!
Ooh, I knew they were right behind us. Listen, the next thing I heard was, you look downright thirsty, girlie. And they poured Coke in my lap.
They really got you good, Millicent. Ooh, I thought you were gonna lose it.
They sure did.
Now, what did they say?
You ain't getting nothing to eat. Then they picked up this ketchup bottle and they shook it in my face. Then they said, how about some ketchup? And they poured this stuff all over my dress. Mm. I was so glad that was just ketchup running down my dress.
And you almost broke.
Yeah. But I looked over there and saw the yellow hat sitting straight up, straight as a board, eyes dead ahead. She didn't even look at me. She said, don't you move.
Professor Cable says don't move, you don't move.
But you know, the next day when we went to class, we were so proud.
And what did Professor Cable say?
Ladies, you have a responsibility to fight injustice. And you have a responsibility to educate yourselves. Now, yesterday, when you missed my class, you chose one over the other. And I have asked my substitute to give you all an F for the day.
All we have been through? Oh, she made me so mad. But do you know she was right?
I went back to see Professor Capel after that class.
You did?
I wanted to talk about that lunch counter. I wanted to know, how is it that people could hate like that? And I figured that if anybody had the answer, certainly it would be a professor of philosophy. In all the time that I knew her, it was the only time she did not have an answer. But she did say something to me that I have cherished to this day, which is why I volunteered to organize this dinner.
What was that?
She told me I was her favorite student.
Well, that's lovely, Claire. Because she told me I was her favorite student.
Same thing.
She told me I was her very favorite student, and she gave me a C.
I got you there. She gave me an F. And she told me that I was her most favorite student.
Claire, do you have Professor Cable's phone number?
Oh, yes, I do. I think there are five of her favorite students who would like to give her a call and see how she's doing.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And maybe I can get her to up my grade.
Oh, Millicent.
Millicent. Oh, dig deeper.
Ta-da! Ta-da! And, how was your day?
Professor Capel sends her regards.
Professor Capel. My goodness gracious. What is she doing with herself?
Well, she told us that she did not see the logic in five busy women spending their time trying to plan a dinner for an 83-year-old retiree, and told Millicent to get on with her life.
Dig deeper. At the end of the semester, she told me that of all the students she'd ever had, that I was her favorite student.
And I bet you were.
Give me a C. You know, whenever you have one of these alumni meetings,
yeah,
I feel good. I start to think about good old Hillman days.
I know. Remember when we used to walk around that campus with those ivy-covered and holly-covered buildings? We'd be holding hands.
Yes.
Talking about getting married.
Yes, please.
Having children.
Yes, please. Mm. Did we do it?
Yes, we did.
Huh?
Yes,
we did. We kicked it all, didn't we? And you know what else I remember?
What?
What was that? That perfume. It must cost 13 cents.
It cost 15 cents, and it was lemon verbena.
Woo, woo. I tell you, I loved it. I loved it. And I'm going to tell you something. When we ran track, we were running that 440, which is one of the worst races on the face of this earth. And I would get to the 330 mark, and Rig would start to grab me and bend muscles back, and three-fourths of my brain was saying, if you stop now, you'll still be alive. And I closed my eyes, because I'm on a straightaway, and I smelled your perfume all the way and broke that tape. And you looked good. Then. And you look good now. Yeah.
Then you were indescribable then. And you are indescribable now.